But the Gemara, Reisha is talking about Balgomel Chayiv, Toiloi Boile Lafushei Petina. The first case where the fire was inside the store, so how did the flax catch on fire? Because since there was an overload of flax on the camel outside, which was the fault of the Baal HaGomel, he shouldn't have overloaded so much flax, the flax stuck into the store. That's purely his fault. Therefore, if it burns up, the Baal HaGomel is chayiv. Because he shouldn't have put so much flax on his camel that will go into a store. Mashen ken seifer chenveni chayiv. But in the Sefer there, the Chenveni put the fire outside in the Rishus Rabbim. He put his fires near in front of his store. He has no right to do that. So therefore, the camel is not at fault. But rather, it's the Chenveni at fault. Therefore, the Chenveni is chayiv. So far, there's no raya to Rabbi Yechidin or to Rish Lakish. Toshima, come in here. Says, Hamadlik es Hagodish. If somebody goes and lights up, burns up somebody's field, a cornfield, and there was a kid and animal tied up in the field. The Evid Somachloi. And there was an Evid there, an Evid Knani, but he had looked like an Isha, and he was near the field, he was in the field. The Nisrafima, and all three got burnt up. The guy burnt up the cornfield with the kid, with the animal in there, and with the Evid inside there. So Locher is Chayef. The Mazik is Chayef now. Rashi Agdiv is Chayef for the kid and the Godish. But you're not chai for the fact that you killed the Evid, because the Evid, he wasn't tied up, he has not, he should have run away. Since the Evid didn't run away, you're not chai of Misa. What about Evid Kofasla? Let's say the Evid was tied up in the field, or Gedi Samachloin, a kid was near there in the field, and everything got burnt up, potter, then Lamaisa, you potter. Because here we say, come Levi the Rabbina, you chai of Misa for the fact that you killed the Evid. Rashi says, Eved kapas lo agadi samach lo v'nisafim my potter agadi v'agodish. You are potter for the burning of the kid and for the field. Why? To come lay b'der abminei. Shahurig eved nerag. If you kill an eved kanani, you chayiv misa. To yachsiv nokim yinokim. Vadin lir. That's the chiddush over here. That you burning up this field and an eved is tied up like a person is tied up in the field, you chayiv misa for killing the person. Therefore, that's the klal. Come labor the rabbinay. You're potter from paying for the field and for the kid. You're potter on both of them. Now the Gemara says, "Bishleim alamandiyah me'ishem mishum chitzav." If you say when you put down fire in the field, it's mamish yochet. If a person puts down the coals, it's like your power now that's burning mishum achi potter. Then you understand why you say yechayiv misa. Because the mamish called like your chais, like you threw an arrow. So it's considered like you mamish killed the Evid. Therefore, the person is chayiv misa. That's why we say, come lay, b'derab minay. Elo lamandi yomesh mishum amayna, but according to Rish Lakish, that when you put down a coal, it's not considered your koyach that's burning. It's called koyach achar, it's the wind that's burning. You're only chayiv because it's like your moment, it's like your shore. So at most, it's like your shore killed somebody. So my potter. Says, so why are you potter? Where's the kol of the rabbinay? Ilu koto tura avda hochin amid loy mechayiv. If your shor will kill an eved and do damage there, you'll say you're potter. Because since your shor killed an eved, you're potter, no such halacha. If your shor killed a man, you're not chayiv misa. The shor is chayiv misa, but not you. Says, so the man is not chayiv misa. Says, so why are you potter from paying? So according to Rish Lakish, when a man lights up the field, he's only chayiv because it's like his mumin, it's like his shor that did damage. So you're not chayiv misa, so you should be chayiv for all the damage you caused. Why are you potter when you burnt up the Evid also? So according to Raya to Rish Lakish, Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. So Mara says, O Malach Reb Shem Ben Lakish. Rish Lakish has to answer and say, Hakel Maskino, we're talking about over here, Kishahet says the Gufoy Shalevid. Talking about the man put down the coal mamish right on top of the Evid. So therefore, even according to Rish Lakish, it's called mamish like you killed him. That's why the kom leib the rab minei. So not that you put the coal down in the middle of the field and the fire went and burned up the field and killed the Evid also, but you put the coal right directly on top of the Evid. That's why even according to Rish Lakish, you come to the rab minei, yechayiv misa. For the Gemara, yechayiv misa, what's the chiddush then? Pshita. And if your mamish take a coal and burn off a guy, avad yechayiv misa. Even according to Rish Lakish. Le'tzricha bigdi dechad v'yevid dechad. The chiddush is, let's say the kid, the animal belongs to somebody, and the Evid belongs to somebody else. So that's the chiddush to say, come lay with Rab Minei. Even though this one action of putting down the coals, of lighting up the Evid, is the same mice as burning up the fields, But since the chiyuv should be the two different people, maybe I wouldn't say kom leb d'rabbinei. Maybe kom leb d'rabbinei is only if you owe to one person. Like you killed the person, you owe him money, so we say once we kill you, you don't have to pay back the money to him. Because the money that's supposed to go to him, to his yorshim, then you potter. But here, where you're supposed to pay the money to Reuven, because Reuven owned the kid, and you killed an eved that belongs to Shimon, maybe since the two different people that are collecting the money, maybe you don't say, come leb d'rabbinei, that's the chiddush, you know, still we say, come leb d'rabbinei, that you potter from paying the other person his kid. But again, there'd be no proof to Rabbi Yochanan, it could even come out good according to Resh Lakish, even though Eishav, the Shema Mainai, here where you put the coals directly on top of the eved, your mamish killed him, then you chayiv misa. Toshima, come and bring another proof. If you send a fire in the hands of a cheresh shait of a katan and they go and do damage, you know, with it, potem midin yodim. You're potem midin yodim. V'chayi midin yishmaim. Midin yishmaim is not right what you did. You knew that they were going to do damage like a grummer, so you're potem midin yodim. Now, vishleim l'mandiyam eshim eshim chitzav, if you learn the mazik of eshiz, it's the chetz, it's the power of the cheresh shait of a katan, so it's very good why you're potem. Because chitz of the cherishu, because who put the fire down the ma'isa? The cherishite of a katan. So it's their actions, it's their mazik, their potter. You only caused them to do it. So you're like a grandma, therefore you're potter within a yodim. But according to Resh Lakish, it's a kasha. Elo lomandi yomeshu mishum amoinoi. But according to Resh Lakish, that learns eish yichai, because it's like your mumin, like your coals are doing damage. Says so. Elo mosa sharu the cherishite of a katan. If you would give your wild ox to a cherish to watch, or a shait of a katan. Hochin amid leim chayiv, you want to say you won't be chayiv? Why not? You didn't watch your shore. It's your shore that went out and did damage. Avadi, you'll be chayiv. So if you give your fire to a cherish shait of a katan, avadi, you should be chayiv. It's your fire. It's like your shore going and doing damage now. So therefore, why are you potter? Why does it say you're potter here? The Chiddush should be right to Resh Yechon and Akash and Resh Lakish. So Marin says, Itmolo, we learned on this, Omer Resh Lakish. Mishmei de Chizkiya, Resh Lakish says over in the name of Chizkiya, Loi shonu eleke shemosu loi gacheles, when do we say, Yepot, if you gave him over a dying out coal light, Veliba, and they had to blow it up to make it red hot to do damage. So therefore it's called, their actions caused the damage. Avo mosu loi shal heves, but Enechnami, if the owner gave over a real fire, to a cheresheret of a cotton chayiv, Enechnami, then Resh Lakish Shetot is very good. If you give over real fire to a cheresh shait of a katan, it's your fire. And he puts it down now and it does damage, it's like your fire doing damage. Havadi yachayiv. My time, what's the reason? Bori yazeka. Rashi mezumen yazeka, v'evi kisharei. It's for sure going to do damage now. It's like your rocks doing damage. That's why Kron Resh Lakish yachayiv. V'en achnami, if you give him a fire that's going to go out and you need him to blow it up, that's not cool, like he gave him your fire, you didn't give him fire. It's like he made the fire, he had to blow it up to make it into fire. That's why you're potter. All right, then over. This is the way Resh Lakish learns. Rav Yechanan Amar no, afilo shall have his potter, even if you give over real hot fire to a cheresheit of a katan, still the owner is potter. Kesava why tzavsa the cheresh kagorim.
They're still called the actions of the cheresh shait of a katan that caused them this fire to do damage. But the Gemara says, le mechayiv ademosa le gavzo silta v'shaga. But you only chayiv, even according to Rabbi Yechon, only if you give him over the fire with dry wood, with twigs. So then for sure it's called like bori azeka, that's all considered like your damage. Like Rashi says, then you're a peshaya, then you're chayiv.
This mamash is called like a peshaya. If you give over to the kids mamash like matches with sticks, that mamash is oimy, like you know they're going to do damage, that's mamash called like you caused the damage. That's called already like bori azeka, even according to Rabbi Yechonon, you'd also be chayiv.
Leave a little bit of if not. Yeah, later.
Omar Rabbi says, Kro umasnisa masala Rabbi Yechonon. The pasuk in the Mishnah is the right to Rabbi Yechonon. Kro, what's the right from the pasuk of Siv? Ki say say eish. Teitzei me'atzmo yishalim hamavriya sabeira. Shmamin eishem mishum chitzov. So Rashi says, Teitzei me'atzmo yimashmo. V'lek luk mekro kishidlek hu atzmo yigdisha shachaveiroi. V'terech shaloi hidlek. V'eish holcha mi'atzmo. Filo hochi kore mavriya sabeira. Even though you lit the fire in your reshus, and by itself the wind took the fire out, still the Torah calls it as if you lit it. So why is it called you lit it? El alma eishem mishum chitzov. Even though you didn't light the other person's field, you only started a fire in your field, But still, the Torah says, Kiseis Yesh, it goes out, Me'atzmai, the Pasuk says, Yishalim Hamaviras Abeira. Torah calls it like you lit the fire. So even though it happened by itself, Shmamin Eshim Hashem Chitzov. Masisim, where's the Mishnah? The Tanya we learned.